Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Some reason for hope this holiday season for store owners. Today, a retail trade group is predicting a better season this year for retail sales. Other economic experts are being a bit more cautious, though. Bob Moon is joining us now from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. And Bob, the holiday shopping season traditionally gets going at the end of this week. How busy is it likely to be?
Well, have you been out there to the mall yet?
Not yet. I'm a little afraid.
Yeah, it was pretty busy when I got out to get an early jump on my shopping this last week. The outlook for just how well retailers are going to do this year seems to depend on which forecast you want to believe today. I was checking the news wires this morning, and over here on the AP rundown, there's a word from the National Retail Federation that it's raising its growth forecast from 5% that it had been expecting up a full percentage point to 6% this year. The Federation is the world's biggest retail trade organization, so they look at this very carefully. And their initial forecast came out not too long after the effects of Hurricane Katrina were hitting the economy, and that was a pretty gloomy time, you may recall. Since then, the group says there have been a lot of changes in the economy. Sales at the retail level were up last month, and also gasoline prices are down, and that suggests that there will be more money for holiday gift spending this year. On the other hand, over on Reuters, there's a survey from a private business group, the Conference Board, and it says that holiday gift spending is likely to fall slightly this year. The Conference Board is figuring U.S. households will be spending about $466 on gifts this holiday season. That's a little lower than last year's estimate of $476.
And they may be enjoying some big sales. Usually those sales start the day after Thanksgiving. So how much are stores discounting this year?
Yeah, everybody knows a cheap iPod and a good deal on a widescreen TV helped to make the season bright, hint, hint. A lot of the ads aren't out officially yet, but there are several sites out there on the Internet that claim to have leaked information on what's in store, and there do seem to be a lot of good deals out there. What the Conference Board is saying about spending turns out to be true, though, there could be an effect on prices. The report suggests that the stores will have to offer discounts and promotions to satisfy shoppers who will be hunting a little harder for bargains and being a little cautious with their spending this year.
And what about online? How does that figure into the bottom line this year?
Well, the Conference Board doesn't see a lot of change from last year in that department. About 34% of us will do holiday shopping on the Internet this year. Last year, it was about 33%. By the way, another survey suggests that the big online shopping day is the day after we get back from the holidays on Monday. That's when we get back in front of the computer at the office. I wonder what that means to productivity. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the reasons behind the rising price of gold.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.